From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea expels journalists. North Korea expelled a team of BBC journalists on Monday, apparently because officials were unhappy with their reports. Rupert Wingfield Hayes, BBC's Tokyo correspondent, along with producer Maria Byrne and cameraman Matthew Goddard, were detained Friday as they were about to leave North Korea. Wingfield Hayes was interrogated for 8 hours. This unnamed North Korean official translated a statement by Oh Ryong-il, who is the Secretary General of the North Korean National Peace Committee.
During their coverage, they were not very just in terms of not respecting the local custom, the system in the DPRK, and they even made distorted facts and realities about the situation, and they were speaking very ill of the system, the leadership of the country.
The BBC team was in North Korea ahead of the Workers' Party Congress, accompanying a delegation of Nobel Prize laureates conducting a research trip. Filipinos are going to the polls today to choose a new president. Surveys show Rodrigo Duterte is the favorite. He's often compared to U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump because of their similar campaign styles. Gerard Finnan of the East-West Center in Hawaii spoke with VOA about Duterte's candidacy.
I think for people who compare Mr. Duterte to Mr. Trump, a major difference between the electoral system in the U.S. and the electoral system in the Philippines is that the Philippines does not have a strong two-party political system. And one of the reasons Duterte may win with less than 50% of the vote is because there are four major candidates.
Mr. Duterte is known for his profanity-filled speeches against the government and his threats to murder criminals. This is VOA News. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is accusing Western powers of failing to help his government fight the jihadists on Turkey's soil. His remarks came a day after authorities say Turkish shelling killed 55 ISIS insurgents in northern Syria in retaliation for weeks of rocket attacks that have killed more than 20 people in and near a Turkish town along the border with Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry begins a four-day diplomatic mission to Europe today, where he will meet with officials from several countries and participate in an anti-corruption summit. British Prime Minister David Cameron is hosting the summit aimed at tackling global corruption and comes just a few weeks after he was exposed in the leak of the so-called Panama Papers as having a stake in an offshore fund set up by his father. Mr. Cameron denied any wrongdoing. The public will have access to the Panama Papers beginning today, and they mentioned various world leaders and dignitaries. Canadian officials say they've reached a turning point in combating the huge wildfire that has destroyed a large area of the province of Alberta in western Canada. Alberta fire official Chad Morrison says cooler temperatures and light rain in the region have made for, quote, great firefighting weather.
We expect still strong west winds from 30 gusting to 60 kilometers an hour, and we may see a chance of showers later today or overnight. We expect the cooler temperatures in the coming few days to really help firefighters continue to get a handle on the fire inside the city and outside in the forested areas.
Now, the fire has wiped out nearly the entire city of Fort McMurray, forcing nearly 90,000 people to evacuate. Greek lawmakers have approved a controversial package of pension and tax reforms demanded by the country's European creditors in exchange for nearly $100 billion in bailout cash. Ahead of today's approval, several thousand protesters took to the streets of Athens in the latest labor-backed push to scuttle the legislation, which critics say will devastate worker incomes. Now, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras defended the latest reforms as sustainable and fair. They aim to reduce the highest pension payouts while increasing contributions for those in medium and high income brackets. The legislation also seeks to ensure a 3.5% budget surplus by 2018. Presumptive U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton have spoken out against the Trans-Pacific Partnership in a year when almost no one has defended free trade pacts on the campaign trail. Signed earlier this year, the TPP aims to lower tariffs and boost trade among 12 Pacific Rim nations. The pact has yet to go into effect. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.